What school did you go to?
I went to Pendleton Heights High School, and then I went to Vincennes for a year and a half for law enforcement. Then I got married and ended up going back to Ball State. I went to Ball State to be a veterinarian, but the only place you can go to be a veterinarian is Purdue. And so I had two little kids, so I wasn't going to be able to go to Purdue. So I changed to pre-med, and then my husband got sick, so I had tons of science credits, so I changed to teaching.
Were you in any sports or clubs in high school?
It was we had like a home ec club. I was president of that. We had mat maids, which were kind of like the wrestlers, cheerleaders, because my boyfriend in high school was a wrestler. Other than that, not really.
What was your favorite subject in school?
English. I loved English. It's weird that I'm a science teacher, but I love to read. That's my favorite thing to do outside of school is read. So I always thought if I was going to be a teacher, I would be an English teacher. But when I went to school and I had so many science credits, it was just a good fit.
What made you choose Westdale?
I live here. Both my daughters went to school here. I've lived here for years and years. I was teaching in New Haven, which is up by Fort Wayne, and I'd been teaching there for 8 years and driving from here up there, which was an hour away. And so when this job opened, I thought, that's a perfect place for me to work. So I've been here for almost 9 years now.
How was your first year at Westdale compared to now?
Well, compared to other places that I've taught, this was very quiet and low-key, because I had taught in some, like, urban schools that were kind of dangerous, I guess. But so it was nice to be at a country school. And from then to now, I don't know, I've probably grown more since I came here, learning about the kids and their interests because of where we live compared to living in a city. And I can do a lot more stuff in biology because of where we live and being in a rural area. Kids here understand farming more than my kids in Fort Wayne did. So,
how many years have you been teaching at Westdale?
I think this is my 9th year.
What's your favorite part of teaching?
I like interacting with the kids. They crack me up. they just have no filter sometimes, and it makes me laugh. They'll tell you anything, and it's just funny. I love biology. I love explaining biology to the kids, especially like ecology and how their world works to them. And I love seeing when kids are really interested in it.
When did you know that you wanted to be a teacher?
When I figured out I wasn't going to be a doctor. I had tons of science, and I really liked science then. And so I thought, you know, I could go for another year and a half and I could be a nurse, drop down from being a doctor to a nurse. Or I could do the same 18 months and I could be a teacher. And at that time, my kids were like in middle school, and I thought being a teacher would be really good. Time off was the same as theirs. And with my husband had been sick, so it kind of fell into place.
What's been your favorite year working at Westdale?
I think every year is my favorite. Like, the next year is my favorite. Just getting to know more kids. Now that I teach 8th graders, you know, before I knew all the high schoolers, and now I know 8th graders because I have them, and now that I have grandkids, now I know some of the 7th graders, and I know some of the 6th graders. So knowing more of the kids and stuff, I think, makes it more enjoyable. And so I think that every new year is my favorite year.
Do you think Westdale has changed over the years since you first came?
It's always been very family oriented. I think that's still the case. It's very easy to talk to the other teachers, the administration, very kind of relaxed. And I think that that has ran through the whole time I've been here. I think that that's kind of the way Westdale runs. I think that's always how it's been. And I think they look for that, and they look to try to preserve that. The kids here are great, and not really any big trouble that like I've seen in other schools. So, yeah, I just think it kind of it feels more like you're with friends than working.
What subject are you licensed to teach?
I have a degree in biology and chemistry.
What classes do you teach?
Right now I have medical detectives, eighth graders. I have biomedical science, which is juniors and seniors. I have three biology classes, which is a few ninth graders, but mostly sophomores. And then I have Bio 2 this year, which is a semester of botany and a semester of zoology. But that rotates. Next year I'll teach anatomy. And then, so back and forth, Bio 2 and anatomy.
What made you want to teach all of those classes?
They told me I was going to teach those classes. My favorite thing to teach is chemistry, and really. But whenever I first started here, I taught middle school, and then I moved to the chemistry teacher. And it just started changing, like with other teachers in the science department that they hired, that now I think there's three of us that are licensed to teach chemistry. So before, I was the only one licensed to teach chemistry, and now I'm the only one licensed to teach biology. So it's went from only being the only chemistry teacher to now being the only biology teacher.
What do you expect out of your students?
I expect them to work. I expect them to at least try to learn something out of my class. And I expect them to be respectful of me and of their classmates.
What job did you have before you were a teacher?
I've had so many. I've worked in an office. I've worked in a factory. I've sold real estate. Right before I went to school to be a teacher, I was selling real estate. But unpaid jobs, I've been an EMT. That was all volunteer.
What made you want to become an EMT?
When I was in high school, we had a program that we could be like kind of interns on the volunteer fire department, which meant we got to leave school if we got a run. And so me and my friend decided that we were going to do that. So our senior year, we went to EMT class and became EMTs, and then if we got a call during school, we got to leave and go on the ambulance, and it was really fun. It was kind of it's what we did after school. We would go hang out at the fire department on the weekends, and I did that from I started when I was 17, and I did that until I was about 28 years old. And then my kids were little, and it was hard to like get up in the middle of the night and leave for an ambulance run, because I always had to make sure I had somebody there with them. So and plus I also moved this way. I moved to Yorktown. So I quit doing it, and I let my certification expire. Then we were at the Gaston Fair, and I knew some of the people up there, and they asked me if I would be interested in going back and get my EMT again. At the time, my daughter was looking for a job. She didn't know what she wanted to do, but she hadn't had a real job since high school. And so we decided that we would go back to EMT school, so we went together, and we started volunteering at Gaston, and then she got a job, and she's now a captain at Eaton EMTs, so I just kind of went with her because she wanted to go.
Do you remember what age you were whenever you were, whenever you became an EMT?
I was 18. I started classes when I was 17, but you had to be 18 to be certified, but I started my classes in the summer before I was 18, and so when I was 18, took the test.
Why did you stop being an EMT?
I just didn't have time. I've got a ton of grandkids. So I run them a lot. I have them a lot. And it just, I just never had time to do it. Plus I was coaching bowling here, and it just seemed like I never was actually doing it. And plus you have to keep up on your hours and all that stuff. And I just didn't have time. So I let it lapse last year. It was the first time it lapsed. So
what was the hardest part of being an EMT?
Probably when I lived in Pendleton. I grew up in Pendleton, and I knew a lot of people that we went out on calls for, their parents, or especially when I was in high school, had some really bad calls with a few of my classmates' parents. And it was the hardest part, is seeing people you knew or seeing people you know their kids. It was probably the hardest part of it.
What was your favorite part about being an EMT?
It's an adrenaline rush. When the tones go off and you know you have a call, I've got some very funny stories of things that have happened to me. Whenever you just, your heart starts beating and you're like, you know, on the go, and your mind starts going. You know, you start thinking about, okay, what's going to happen? What do I need? What do I need to do? And so you kind of forget about walking and stuff like that. Fall down, things like that.
I remember when my papa was a firefighter and my grandma was an EMT, and you'd hear that go off in the middle of the night, and like, not even being an EMT or a firefighter, like, you get the adrenaline knowing what they're gonna go do.
I tell my daughter all the time that she's still doing it because she's an adrenaline junkie. And so I guess it's better than jumping out of an airplane or something. But one time I jumped up in the middle of the night and went to run out my bedroom door, and the door was open, and I smashed head first into the door. Then I finally got around that, and then I fell down the back steps going to my car and rolled down the steps. Finally got to my car and got to the fire department. I was like, I'm probably going to look more beat up than this person in this car wreck.
Okay, now we're going to do a 45-second rapid fire.
What is your favorite movie?
Armageddon.
What is your number one place that you want to travel?
Tahiti.
If you could ride any zoo animal, what would it be?
Giraffe.
Starbucks or Dunkin'?
Starbucks.
Nike or Under Armour?
Nike.
What's your favorite animal?
Raccoon.
How long do you think you could survive a zombie apocalypse?
Forever.
If you could have any car, what car would it be?
Probably Camaro.
What is a food you refuse to eat?
Tomatoes.
What's your favorite season?
Summer.
If you could stay any age forever, what would it be?
21.
Okay, time's up. Thank you, Mrs. Strauss. Yeah.
20 Questions is a production of Westdale Warrior Cast, recorded in the Podcast Center located in Room C10 of Westdale Middle High School. Nestled in the rural surroundings of Gaston, Indiana, you can listen to all podcasts produced by Westdale Warrior Cast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you find your podcast. If you'd like to contact us, please email us at westdalewarriorcast@gmail.com. You can also find Westdale Warrior Cast on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Thanks for listening.